Hi, this is Carmen Tyler, and you're listening to SLV Podcast with Aaron and Jay.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whenever you are, and welcome to SLV Podcast for the 1st of June 2008. Hopefully we are going to get this out before midnight, so it will still remain the 1st of June. But we've been having a few technical issues, haven't we, Joe?
That's right.
Yeah, incidentally, my name is Aaron, and his name is Joe, in case you know, this is all brand new to you.
Yeah, I'm Joe. Shall we explain what we do here?
Well, if you'd like.
Shall we just assume that we haven't got any new listeners this time around, and that we're just... Well, okay, I'll explain what we do. We're two guys from the UK, and we just talk about stuff that we're interested in. As simple as that. If you don't like it, there are other podcasts.
Keep it blunt, Joe. Keep it blunt and to the point. Yeah,
Incidentally, if anyone's wondering where we get the titles for our shows from, it's my spam box, which is,
I've got to say, it's a great idea, because it seems to be getting us some random listeners, which is always good.
That's right.
Yeah, indeed. What we do is we kind of shoot the proverbial, I suppose. We talk about life, love, the universe and everything, pretty much. But we tend to... I think our topics tend to revolve around the technology industry and where it's going, where it's been, and pretty much how it's going to get there, I suppose, is what we tend to talk about. Oh, am I wrong, Joe?
Yeah.
I am wrong, okay.
No, you're right. It's, right, okay. Sorry, your Skype dropped as we were talking, but never mind.
Okay, we will carry on. We will motor
carry
through.
Carry on regardless.
Indeed, yeah. With the introductions out the way with, I suppose we better motor on.
Yeah.
So long as everything is as it were, tickety-boo. And I'm trying not to use the traditional... phrases that we use, because we have been sort of slammed for it.
Caught on. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. But yeah, let's move on. I had to.
As we do.
Yes.
Philips. Let's talk about that Philips new TV.
If you'd like,
yeah. Like TVs.
Right, okay, what about it?
Philips have started making a new series of TVs, the 9600, and it's... projects the light of the main colours onto the back wall.
Indeed, yeah. I've got to say, it does look quite nice, coming from Philips. Apparently, Philips have been busy beefing up the performance of this TV, and they've gone with the... they've called it, I think, Perfect Pixel HD, which is their processing engine, which, according to Gizmodo here, doubles the processing power to 50 million pixels per second. Which is, a fair wedge, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that more pixels than they've got on screen? I think it is.
I think so. And I guess the good thing about this is the fact that the actual refresh time, or the response time, or whatever you want to call it, is now down to 2 milliseconds, which for an LCD TV is fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think actually probably
I can't get interested in
market
story,
leading. I mean, I'm not actually aware of. Any other one that does that?
No, that is definitely the fastest that I've heard of. You say 2 milliseconds, that plasma responds much, much faster than LCD.
It does. I mean, it's 1 millisecond, isn't it?
Less than that, 0.001.
Really? It is now. Has it gone down to that now, is it?
It's about 2,000 times faster, something like that.
You are kidding me, because I think you're wrong there. I've got to be honest. I do think you're wrong, and please tell us, at the blog slvpodcast.co.uk if I am right in saying this, but I believe plasma TV's refresh rate is 1 millisecond, and normally, apart from this Philips that's just been revealed, most LCDs are 8 milliseconds, and I think CRTs were 0.8 milliseconds, if I remember rightly.
No, you remember wrong.
Okay, I remember wrong then. I'm sure our listeners will be able to tell me if I am wrong or right on that.
Plasma TVs. Plasma TVs respond in 0.001 millisecond.
Okay, all right. I've got to say, I think I've got to say, I really do think you're wrong there. I really do. But anyway, getting back to this Philips TV.
Yeah.
I guess I'm being sort of verbatim here from Gizmodo, but the adaptive backlight can adjust itself to the room's lighting conditions. The set apparently boasts a dynamic contrast of 30,000 to 1, which is almost 4 times higher than the previous generation.
It is cool.
Yeah, that is pretty svelte, as they say. We should probably also mention that Samsung's new range as well. We haven't mentioned it, I don't think, on the show. I think it's their Series 6 range. The red one? Or the red range? Right. Have you not seen
these?
Oh,
yeah, I have seen it. The red back, the Scarlet range.
Yes. Look very, very nice. Do look very nice. But I think this still beats it down, this Philips, because... Well, just connectivity-wise, I mean, there's 4 HDMIs on this one, and they're obviously the 1.3A inputs, which are a lot better. The speakers are housed as well, with regards to Philips, behind the frame, apparently, as well. Which is quite interesting.
Backward-facing speakers.
Yes.
Is that a good thing? I don't know.
I think you're going to get some sort of time delay. I mean, with Panasonic speakers point down, if I remember rightly. Which I think I've got to say is probably better. I mean, I'll be honest, anything that makes the sound quality from a flat panel TV better has got to be a good thing in my book.
Yeah, separate sound system. That's what I vote for.
Every time, I mean, whenever I talk to somebody at work about this type of thing, and obviously you know the industry we work in. If you've followed us from day one, we've probably mentioned it enough. But whenever I talk to somebody that comes in, I always one of the first things I always do is demonstrate the sound to show them the difference in the build quality, because it's phenomenal. It really is. And normally Toshiba or Sony wins the fight.
Yeah. Definitely Toshiba, in my opinion. They are better.
Especially at sound quality, I've got to agree. But anyway, getting back to these Philips, they're going to come in several different sizes, all running 1080p. I'm trying to think now, 32, 37, 42, and 47. And they're going to be a grand and a half, 1,800, and 2 grand, apparently. Which I think
is expensive.
2 grand is going to be, I mean, that's pretty cha-ching really for a 47 inch, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that's a little bit cha-ching. More cha-ching than I think most people are going to be wanting.
Yeah, and I think they're going to struggle with that price point until they come down, you know? Maybe interesting to see if they do manage to come down anyway.
Yeah.
How about...
Who knows?
Well, yeah, who knows? Ultra HD apparently is now going to be coming out for standard broadcasting and home entertainment. Have you heard about this, Joe?
Yeah.
Have you?
I have heard about this. This has been around since for a while. Since HD has been around, that a lot of people have wondered, why does it end at 1080 when a lot of PC monitors in particular have higher resolutions.
Yeah.
It's got to end somewhere, but I don't know where they're going to end this. It really is interesting to. Yeah.
The same thing sort of applies though with hard drive spaces. You know what I mean? I mean, for example, you've got gigabytes, you've got terabytes. I mean, what's the next one? I'm trying to think. Is it yardites or yadites or yadites? I think it is yadites. And, I mean, we're just going to get silly. Do you know what I mean? Just the amount of space is going to be unbelievable. But getting back to Ultra HD, maximum resolution on Ultra HD is 7,680 by 4,320 and a whopping 33 million pixels.
This is crazy talk.
It is clearly insane, isn't it?
Do you want to know something about my cinema, my local cinema?
Go on.
It's not high def.
Right. They tend to struggle.
It's not high def. I mean, I still prefer the cinema to everything else.
Right. Is that why you bought a projector? To try and get that cinema experience at home.
I'm not going to talk about that. I have bought a projector, yeah.
I thought I'd mention it quickly.
Cheers for that, by the way. People are going to think I'm mega rich. I'm not. I've bought a cheap projector just to see what it's like. I've got a HD TV already downstairs. I wanted to try out life-size bowling alley on Nintendo Wii.
Right.
And I've bought a projector that has been specially... I mean, it is a HD projector, but it's... I don't know. Yeah, I want to recreate the cinema at home. That's essentially what it is.
I thought it might be. Okay. Well, they're saying... in fact, there's a couple of really quite funny comments, actually, at the bottom of this page. I don't know if you've seen them. But it says here, wouldn't that be 16 times bigger than HD? And the slogan could be, higher resolution than real life.
That is kind of... That is stupid. I don't know.
I just thought it was quite funny. We should actually probably, while we're here, talk about YouTube and what seems to be some sort of testing they're doing at the moment. Did you want to explain a little bit about that? Because while we're talking about Ultra HD, I think it's quite apt to talk about it.
Well, okay, this isn't high definition. It's pseudo high definition. If you stick in a little bit of code at the end of the URLs that you're listening to, you can get a higher quality video. Now, this only works if the video that's been uploaded wasn't already converted for YouTube. So if YouTube had to do the conversion, it looks like they seem to have some sort of way of getting a better version of the video that you're looking at. All you need to do is put ampersand...
which is the shorthand of writing and, yeah?
Okay. And FMT... equals 18. Now,
There's also 6 as well.
Right, 6 and 18. 18 seems to work the best. Everybody seems to be talking about that one at the moment. Even today, I watched a video, and it was just someone talking over some video game footage for the Nintendo Wii.
Yeah.
It obviously just captured it with a camera, and he was talking about, if you want a higher quality version of this, just, and he actually said it in the voiceover. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of a bit... Yeah, it's good that people know how to do it already, and hopefully most of the listeners that we have will already know how to do this.
I think it is like a little useful tool, though, because, I mean, if you do tend to, and I want to be careful what words I use here, but if you tend to, like to rip down video from YouTube, it would be it's a good thing to know that you can actually download what was originally uploaded.
Yes. Actually, I don't think it is what was originally uploaded, but because it still has... it's still slightly... I mean, yeah, it's... it is still... It's not quite as good as the original, I would say, but it is better than the original. Better than the one that you get when you
first
watch it.
The basic one, yeah, that they actually put up there anyway for streaming, yeah?
Yeah, like, one thing I would say is for Definite, for Absolute Definite, it makes the sound better.
Right. Awesome. Okay. Where do you want to go next?
where are we going next, yeah. Let's talk about... Well, we talked about Ultra High Def, we've talked about... what else are we meant to talk about? Oh, Toshiba and Blu-ray.
Okay. Yeah, well, from what I'm getting, from what I've seen, Toshiba are planning to make a bit of a comeback by the end of the year. And I don't know if you guys have heard anything with regards to this, but they are planning on bringing out a little box that you can link up to your existing DVD or use with your existing DVD collection, that's going to actually increase the actual resolution. And apparently, they're claiming it's going to rival Blu-ray video.
Hmm.
Indeed, yeah. And it's going to be a fraction of the cost, apparently, as well. Which is always good to know. Because, I mean, there are a lot of people out there who are... Well, I don't want to say they're refusing to upgrade to Blu-ray, but I think they're... Especially the amount of people that have actually bought standard definition DVDs, they're just thinking, when is it going to end, you know?
Yeah.
And
it's definitely going to be Blu-ray. Now, okay, here's the thing. I think the issue that we've got at the moment... So I'm just adjusting here. Now, the issue that we've got is that Blu-ray isn't selling. The discs aren't selling.
Right. See, I think a lot of that is because of the cost.
That's not unfair of me to say. Yeah, it is just the cost of them. They are too expensive. You can pick up DVDs for, what, £2 or £3 on eBay?
You can, yeah.
You can't pick up Blu-rays for £2 or £3 anywhere, I don't think.
Not at the moment. Oh, not unless it's Casino Royale.
Absolutely right, yeah. Casino Royale, that's a really popular Blu-ray disc. It's the only one, because it was
the
free.
The reason why, yeah, was because it was free.
Yeah. And how long has it been since you've been to my house, Aaron?
I'd say it's been...
a while.
A couple of weeks.
Yeah. Have you seen my latest toy?
Okay. I'm kind of scared where this is going, but I want to say no.
It's a similar sort of thing. It upscales. It's just a basic upscaler. But it upscales, and there's a button on the front that's called resolution, and it takes my Sky Plus box as an input, and any other DVD or any other standard definition equipment.
Right.
It takes it as an input, and you press this resolution button, and it goes through a HDMI HDMI cable. You press this resolution button, and it will literally. You choose the resolution that SCART source goes out at.
Right. Okay.
So
is this your Toshiba high definition upscaler?
No, it's not Toshiba. It's but it is. Yeah, it is an upscaler essentially.
Right. Okay.
But it doesn't just do DVDs. It does anything that you plug in to it.
That's an interesting concept.
And it works live.
Right, okay.
So, say for example I'm playing the Wii, and I want the Wii in a better resolution, I just press the resolution button, and 1080i pops up straight on the screen there.
Wow. So you're actually upscaling the Wii?
I'm upscaling everything.
Wow.
It's cool.
It's good stuff.
The only thing I don't upscale is the Xbox 360, which doesn't need it because it's high def anyway. But it's the only thing in my house literally I put everything through this.
Right, right. Yeah. Oh, cool. Good stuff.
So I think that's what Toshiba are doing, isn't it? Isn't that what they're doing?
It seems like they are doing something very, very similar to that. Apparently, they're saying that this is not just like any other normal DVD upscaler, though. And it's they're actually going to market this with a new chip in DVD players. Yeah. So it looks like a further advancement on DVD in its own right. Apparently, according to Toshiba, current DVD video has a pixel count of around 3,500, whereas Blu-ray offers up to 2 million. And it claims the new large integrated circuit will ramp up your existing DVDs, so you'll be hard-pressed to tell the difference. And this is all going to be happening by the end of the year.
See, I think Toshiba should pull out of this market as quick as they can and work on what they're good at. Laptops, TVs, this sort of hardware. I think actually trying to get on the format market, I'm not sure if they're going to... they've already lost high-def DVD. I think they should pull back now and lick their wounds for a bit and move on to doing... and do the basics good. Bring the brand name back.
Right.
But what do I know?
I've got to say, I think you are right to some extent. I think focusing on one thing and one thing only can only really help them, you know? But the trouble is with companies like that, you know what I mean? They always want to, get bigger and better and just make more things to earn more money, you know?
Yeah. Have you seen Toshiba's rival to the MacBook Air?
No.
Well, that looks damn sexy.
Does it?
They've got this laptop.
Yeah.
It's very, very thin. I mean, we're talking MacBook Air thin.
Right.
Still not thinner than the MacBook Air. I don't think anything will be for quite a long time, but Toshiba have come closest. They are literally fractions of a millimeter thicker.
Well,
in the official reading, Toshiba just lost again. But I gotta say, it's a PC. The PC equivalent of a MacBook Air. I can't remember the name of it though. For the life of me, I'm gonna have to look that up. But
okay.
Yeah, moving swiftly on.
Okay. Ars Technica reporting that game developers flee the UK for Canada tax breaks. Have you
heard
about
this?
Yeah,
I've heard about this too. Yeah, I have, yeah. Canada, is that they've got quite a good reputation for doing this. They did this with movies too a while back.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're doing it with video games now. Great idea. Mm-hmm. It will work for them.
I think it's going to help them in the long run. Trouble is, obviously, it's going to hurt our industry, you know?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, yeah, our industry is really suffering at the moment. I think every across the board, though, it seems to be all the time. This is what we're hearing, that the market is, in trouble.
Right. I mean, for me, I mean, this is. I mean, it's got its benefits, but it's also got, its issues as well. For me, I guess, at the end of the day, if Canada's going to be some sort of, more pleasant place to do this type of thing, and they're going to be able to, keep their profits to develop, better games, I don't see any reason why they shouldn't do it, you know? I mean, people have offshore bank accounts.
Yeah. It's difficult when we both agree on what you've just said.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's important to recognise that this is happening, and to probably look at the reasons why it's happening. You probably have to say, well, a lot of that's got to do with the way the country's being run at the moment in the UK. But...
Well, yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I don't want to get too political.
No. But I just wanted to quickly touch on it because I think, like I say, I think it is quite important that we do mention it. And the only issue I guess I'm going to have with this is perhaps next generation. I don't mean like consoles. I mean like next generation, as in human next generation. Where they're going to go to get their internship or whatever it is you want to call it in the UK.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to because there's going to be no companies doing that in the UK, and that's the sad, tragic sort of thing, I suppose.
I think there'll always be something like this.
Yeah, but I mean, not on the sort of scale that you're talking about here.
Yeah.
For me, anyway. I mean, it takes let's move on to another topic that sort of jumped to my notice on Ars Technica this afternoon, and that's Street Fighter 4 confirmed for consoles and the PC.
Yes. This has been confirmed a long time ago now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, this is an old story.
I don't think so. I think, according to Ars Technica, this came out
on
the 28th of May.
Hello?
Forgive me if I'm wrong
again.
Oh, did I? Okay, sorry. This came out, apparently, according to Ars Technica, on the 28th of May.
No, can't have been. There was a demo. If you downloaded Assault Heroes 2 on Xbox 360, you got some sort of beta. There was an invite to try out, to try out Street Fighter 4. And that was a while back. It weren't that long ago.
No?
So, when did Assault Heroes come out? Assault Heroes was last Wednesday's arcade game.
Right.
Come on, they had to do a Street Fighter 4. It's not news. It's not big news. It's like saying there's going to be a Tekken 6. We know this. We know it's going to happen. As long as Street Fighter sells, there'll be a Street Fighter for console. Simple as.
Okay.
Moving on.
No, I just wanted to say it. I wanted to mention it because for me, Street Fighter was one of the iconic beat 'em ups, and it was important to my childhood.
Me too. I remember there was a 10p version of Street Fighter Hyper Fighting down in my local arcade. Actually, it's my chip shop in Great Yarmouth, which I wasted far too much money on, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Let's move swiftly on.
But what would you say, though, if I was to say to you, or if I was to ask you who your favourite character was from, the original Street Fighter series?
This is going to sound boring, but I kind of like both Ken and Ryu.
Really? They're both the same character, though, pretty much, aren't they? Both do the same moves.
Yeah,
why not,
the
like...
same moves. Ken's slightly stronger and has a different throw.
Okay.
Ryu's got the shoulder throw, and Ken's got the roly-poly throw. Also, I can't... Yeah, that's basically it, isn't it? There's also on the Alpha series, Street Fighter 3 Alpha, there's like the bad Ryu called Akura.
Right.
I like him. He's good. Okay. He's got high and low, and he can throw fireballs in midair.
So, I mean, what about Blanka or Chun-Li or Guile?
Any of the characters who had... some of them had really cheap moves, didn't they? Like, you could keep hammering away as a kick button. And that was one of Chun-Li's moves, was you hammered away on the kick button, and she'd give you, like, 100 kicks to the face in, like, a second or something. And right. Honda, the sumo wrestler, he had a similar move called the 100 hand slap, where you just hammered away on the... Yeah.
On the button and away to go,
That's right, yeah. In fact, I've got to tell you, I downloaded Street Fighter on the SNES for Virtual Console.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, next time you're around, I'm going to kick your ass on it.
Okay. Fair enough. I'd love to see you try.
bring it.
Okay. We've got some iPhone news as well. About the 3G.
Are you ringing? Because my cat has just unmuted my TV and I've got Lost Winds in the background, so. Oh, actually, while we're on the subject of Nintendo, the Nintendo Channel was released in the UK yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
And I know you have it and you haven't tried it.
I haven't, no.
Oh, this is bad. Anyway, it's a great service, particularly if you have a Nintendo DS.
Right.
Because you can now download demos to your DS using your Wii as the interface.
Oh, right, okay. I'll be honest with you, I mean, I haven't got a DS myself, but I can see how that would probably be useful.
Yeah, I've tried it. This is going to sound terrible. I've got most of the games that the demos are of.
Right.
Like, I've got Mario Kart DS. I've got the 42 All-Time Classics. I've got the Brain Training... I did download the Big Brain Academy to see what the difference was.
Right.
And I'd already played it though, mind. What was the other one I tried? I downloaded a few demos, see how the actual system worked. It works fine. It works exactly like there's someone next to you that's got a DS that's sending it to you. It's the Wii that's sending it, not the DS.
Good stuff.
I really liked it.
Also,
there's going to be demos for games coming on the Nintendo Channel. There's going to be movies of games coming to the channel. Also, so far, what I've seen of the videos, I really like, and I like the interface.
Okay.
Well done, Nintendo. This is seriously the big step for them, for the online market, anyway.
Right. Okay.
Well, it is.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying.
Moving on.
But, the only way to get it in high definition is probably going to be to run through an upscaler like you've got, though. That's my only problem with that. And for me, I mean, the PS3, I mean, to me, this is almost like a little catch-up thing, I suppose, or not a catch-up thing, I guess. Let me put it right. Let me just say, I think that this is probably going to be some sort of way of the Wii trying to catch up with what its major competitors are doing, are already doing. And I think the reason why the Wii is still so very, very popular is not... I've got to say, one thing that really sort of bugs the heck out of me is whenever there's... Like, I don't know if all manufacturers have done this, or manufactured this, I should say, but, I mean, would you agree with me if I was to say that the Wii has been, like, dreadful for stock, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so why is it then that whenever there's a big bit of software out, like let's say, I don't know, Mario Kart for the Wii, or say Wii Fit, there's a major influx of consoles.
Oh, well, hold off here.
Because I think they've manufactured this whole shortage.
Oh no, they haven't. Seriously, I mean, in terms of sales, they're still outperforming PlayStation 3 and Xbox combined. I mean, you were talking about catch-up with the Wii earlier. The Nintendo doesn't have to do catch-up at the moment. I think it's something like this, I could be wrong with my figures here, but I think it's something like they've sold across the world now 50 million Wiis compared to 13 million Xboxes and 7 million PlayStation 3s,
right, okay.
Something like that. It's something... It's something ridiculously... I mean, they're so far in the lead that it's not even close.
Okay, but I think a lot of it's to do with price point.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of it's to do with the fact that it's a newfangled way of playing a games console. And yep. I think, I mean, there are more people out there now selling their Wiis than are buying them. Because I think a lot of it's to do with the fact that they're getting bored with it.
I disagree.
You can disagree all you like, it's the truth.
It's not the truth, it's an opinion. It's your opinion. I don't think, seriously, that I still think the Wii is selling. Particularly with the launch of Wii Fit.
I think Wii Fit's selling.
Oh, but there's 50 million Wii customers to sell to.
Right, okay. Answer me a question, Joe.
Go on.
When was the last time you played Wii Fit? Be honest.
When was the last time what, sorry?
You played Wii Fit.
Wii Fit.
Be honest.
I can actually check for you. It was exactly 6 days ago.
There you go.
Well, hold off. That's not to say that I'm bored of Wii Fit.
No, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying, I mean, for me, at the end of the day, if I'm going to buy something like, let's say, Wii Fit or even, you know, Mario Kart, I'm going to want to play it till, you know, the death of me comes.
If you buy Mario Kart, you will be playing it till the death of you comes, I'm sorry. That game is something else. Mario Kart, I'm not saying go out and buy Wii Fit. I think you will get bored of Wii Fit. In fact, I know the nature of Aaron. I know you'll get fit of it. Yeah, if you haven't given up smoking by now, you're not going to be interested in Wii Fit.
Right.
One thing, though, Mario Kart is something else. Online multiplayer. I have... okay, it's been 6 days since I played Wii Fit, but I know that I played Mario Kart. I played it yesterday, and I threw it in this morning, but I didn't actually get a chance to play it because I was actually quite busy. But I was, like, wanting to, still. And I've had Mario Kart for longer than I've had Wii Fit.
Right.
I think Mario Kart has stood up. I think that's one thing that's really sort of... I still play Wii Fit, incidentally. I like it a lot. I haven't unlocked everything still.
Okay. But, I mean, are you using it as a way of playing games, or are you using it more from the fitness point of view?
Fitness aspect, yeah, for definite.
Really?
Just to monitor how I'm getting on, yeah.
Okay.
I've got so many video games that if I want to play games, I just pick up a game. And if I want to make sure, I want to just check my weight and see how my weight's getting on, then I stick the Wii Fit on. I have bought it as a really advanced... I'm going to be the only one that's done this, I think. I have genuinely bought it just to replace my bathroom scales.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's my point. I mean, you could just buy, you know, a pair of bathroom scales. Do you know what I mean? and save yourself 50 quid.
but is it fun?
Well, it can be. You know, it depends on what you want to do with them.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, here's the thing and the Nintendo channel does talk about this a little bit. Miyamoto, the executive producer behind Wii Fit, does talk about, you know, he does talk about how he thought of Wii Fit, how the concept came along, and how it's been developed and everything else. And there is a game coming out called Family Ski. It comes out in June, I think June 10th. I could be wrong. That's going to be for the Wii only for Wii Fit. Incidentally, Aaron, I was going to talk to you about something. Do you remember back in the day when we first started this podcast and we were talking about Wii Music?
Right.
Because I just recently... I went back through our back catalogue and Wii Music still hasn't arrived. Do you remember? In E3, and Miyamoto came onto the stage holding a massive sword. And then he conducted an orchestra with the Wiimote.
Yeah, I remember.
Except no one knew what it was, and everyone was really interested in what the hell was going on, because Nintendo seemed to be very mysterious back then.
Mm.
Well, that still hasn't arrived, so I wonder where it is. I wonder if it's ever coming out.
It may have been canned due to Wii Fit.
I think it's been canned, yeah.
Oh, well. I think it's probably safe to say it probably has, unless one of our listeners knows anything different. In which case, I would recommend that they do that. Yeah. And where can they do that, Joe? To be able to do that.
It's SLV at slvpodcast.co.uk.
That would be the blog, which I've got to say, we really ought to start updating a bit more often.
Yes. Incidentally, yeah. I have pulled up the instruction manual for the PX80 Panasonic 42-inch TV.
Yeah.
And the fourth option says response time is 0.001 milliseconds.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It's true.
All right, okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Okay, let's move on.
Well, I think we really ought to wrap it up here. And just to quickly say, like I say, any comments are always welcome to what we've said or what we've probably missed out. obviously, welcome at the blog at SLV Podcast. In fact, all our contact details are available at slvpodcast.co.uk. You can obviously drop something into the drop as well to drop.io/, I believe it's SLV Podcast Drop. But yeah, that's going to do it for another show. What's the name of this show, Joe?
Still haven't decided. People can look at it on their iPod or by looking at it, however they listen to it.
Okay. Take care.
Do you want your promo to do more for you? Have you got a promo you want to get out there? Want to find a promo? Want to play a promo? Then promotime.podomatic.com is the place for you. What we're trying to create here is a community where you can access any promo you want, and by listening to your promo here, it gives you the opportunity to extend your audience. If you play a promo in your show, let us know, then the owner will be told. And as the owner, it's down to you to thank the player on air, getting you more traffic in the end. Nip on over, take a look, promotime.podomatic.com. You know it makes sense.